This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the need to recharge. This week, we've been laying the groundwork to genuinely renew ourselves this Lent season. We've talked about the need to replug into our source, who is Christ. Another way to take action is to recharge. And this is exactly how I believe David felt when he and his men returned home after being defeated by Saul. So after they experienced this great defeat with Saul, they came home to find that their wives and children were missing. Imagine taking a trip that does not go well, and then returning home to find that things are even worse there. I know personally when I feel like I'm being hit from all angles, the first thing I need to do is to have a good cry. This is exactly what David and his men did. The scriptures say that David and his men wept until they couldn't weep anymore. Yet here's the key. Once David dried his tears and turned to God for strength and guidance, he felt recharged. Even his communication with God improved, and he was able to gain clarity and wisdom and recover everything that was taken from him. So maybe a part of recharging yourself this Lent season requires you to let go of the past and have a good cry as you do so. And while you do that, hold on to these words. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, recharge and renew.